It is Review Extra. Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. My turn to host these, which I always enjoy. And listen, the first idea that I had was that we'll do Preston versus Burnley. And the reason why is because Burnley will be really interested. This is a show that almost asks three distinct questions. And question one is almost, why are the three distinct questions? The reason being that ultimately Scott Parker made 9 changes. So this was a Burnley side that hadn't conceded in something like 12. This is why we wanted to do it, to see what it was that he was about. He makes 9 changes. They're playing Cardiff on Tuesday, Sean. It is obviously a massive game for them against Cardiff on Tuesday. I just think fifth round of the FA Cup, maybe the idea of a team that's not conceded in 12 isn't one that's given over to romance. But it was a real shame that we didn't get to see the real Burnley.
Yeah, so in the context of Tuesday, for those who don't know, Burnley are third in the Championship and they've got a game in hand on Sheffield United and Leeds United ahead of them. So it's probably unlikely they're going to reel Leeds in. And there's only 3 points between Leeds and Sheffield United, but you just get the feeling that they're probably thinking Sheffield United are the real ones to go at. And that's the issue. You and I had a little chat about that on WhatsApp, didn't we? That it's just, there's obviously something wrong with the schedule when a team in the Championship feel that they cannot put out a first 11 for an FA Cup fifth round tie. When they, assuming they did, you would think they've got possibly an odds-on chance of going through to an FA Cup.
Yeah.
But fan. And, you know, for the mainstream media's benefit, you know, it's not a team managed by Jurgen Klopp. Oh, it isn't Jurgen ruining the magic of the cup. Who knew? But I think with Burnley, it's quite interesting in that there's more than one way to skin a cat. But the mood of Burnley, I mean, you'll know much more than me, Neil, with the people you know and the shows you do, and just you know, for a million other different reasons as well. But the mood around Burnley, I think if you didn't know what the Championship table was and you hadn't looked at it all year, I don't think you'd think they were third.